Before we start, a message from our sponsors. Elm Coffee Roasters, open in Pioneer Square and SLU for takeout, and soon indoor seating. Order coffee and more at elmcoffeeroasters.com. And the M. If you're looking for a place to live in the fall with student-friendly amenities, spectacular views, and that's walking distance to campus, check out the M Seattle. They are the only student living high-rise near UW, and spaces are filling up fast. Visit themseattle.com for more info and simply click Apply Online to start your process.
And we are rolling.
My name is Casey Chen, and I'm a senior graduating the class of 2021.
Hi, my name is Rachel. I'm a senior of the class of 2021, and I graduated in March of 2021.
My name is Riker Bukowski, and I'm a senior of UW, graduating the class of 2021.
Hi, my name is Thelonious Gertz, and I'm a senior graduating the class of 2021.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jaya, and I am in the class of 2021.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Daily's 2021 Grad Edition podcast. My name is Turlove, and I'm the Daily's podcast editor. As college students, this past year has been difficult and far from what we expected. To be honest, it's been a lot of sitting on our computers by ourselves, a far cry from the 100-person lecture halls, picnics on the quad, and weekend parties that made up the beginning of our times at UW. This difficult year is how the class of 2021 ends their college experience. But their college experience was also much more than that, than just this year of COVID. It was the 4 years of life in which you change and make mistakes and grow up, at least a little. I wanted to hear about all this, so I decided to interview 5 graduating seniors about what college has been like for them as a whole. I wanted to hear their stories, especially since they won't have much time this year to share these stories in person together. In these conversations, I found wisdom and humor and hope. I hope you enjoy listening as much as I did. My first question is, why did you come to UW?
It's really funny, actually, that you ask.
I didn't really want to go to a state college. You know, I kind of wanted to get out of Washington. But, you know, through a series of different events, it just kind of became the best option.
I was born and raised in the Bay Area of California, and both of my parents were also born and raised in the Bay Area. And so when it came time for me to kind of start looking at colleges, I was so attached to the Bay Area that I didn't want to stay.
I'm an out-of-state student, and I came to UW because my mom lived and worked in Seattle. My parents are separated. I'm from southern New Mexico, and it was the only opportunity that I had. It was the best choice that I had that I could apply to and get in-state tuition.
UW was the only school that didn't offer me any money for scholarships, but I came mainly for the prestige surrounding the university, and I was directly admitted into my major, so that made things a little bit easier.
How have you changed since your freshman year?
Can I swear? A shit ton is briefly how much I can answer that.
I guess there are so many ways I can describe how I've changed. Because it's definitely been a lot. For one, my hair is longer.
I think my freshman year, I was really kind of just clueless. I had like a general idea of what I wanted to do and stuff. Essentially, now I feel definitely more confident. And I have this thing called almost reverse imposter syndrome, where like I don't have any qualifications, but I force myself into things and I fake it till I make it.
I remember coming into college insecure, knowing what I wanted to do, but not really knowing how to get there. This was the first time that I was ever really on my own, and this was the first time that, like, there were more options than just the classes to take at my high school and the jobs that were available there. So I definitely think the amount of growth that I've done, honestly, even just the last 2 years of college, beats just about my first 20 years of growing. And that primarily is because in between my sophomore and junior years of college, I really started dealing with anxiety. And learning how to deal with my own anxiety has really taught me a lot about myself. And so that unsure, insecure person understands why she's unsure and insecure. And I no longer feel unsure and insecure because I know why I was feeling those things.
So since freshman year, I've definitely just grown into my own skin. You know, that's a lot of what college has been for me, is becoming the person that I want to be. Freshman year, I remember getting to school, coming to UW, moving across the country, and being absolutely terrified. Like, I was pretty nervous. I didn't feel very confident in myself. Now I'm a lot more confident. I can speak to new people.
I think when I started school, I had like a bunch of really specific ideas of like what I wanted to do. I kind of knew that I liked a few things. Like, I like really liked writing, and I was like, oh, you know, I'll never do anything that's like not like extremely centric to what I was interested in at the time. And obviously, like, being 18, I just like did not know myself even that well. And now that I look back on it, I have like pretty much like radically changed my career path and my interests. You know, like back when I was a freshman, I was interested in like, you know, politics and like culture writing and like food. And I mean, I still cook now, obviously, so that's stayed a little bit. But like, now most of my research interests are like mathematical, computation related, which is completely different.
What has been the most challenging part of your college experience?
Probably making friends, mainly because I was also a commuter most of my years here. So like, not living here, I felt like I didn't have the time capacity to enter like registered student organizations, or like they were going on way too late. And I live pretty far from campus. So it was kind of hard to sort of find community for the time being, which I think is kind of something that I benefited out of the pandemic. Like, all these RSOs are now like Zoom meetings, and you can do them from anywhere at any time. So, you know, like, that definitely helped a lot. But yeah, it was hard finding friends.
Fall quarter freshman year, 100%. That sucked. I hated it. So, you know, moved across the country. I was trying to make a long distance relationship work that didn't, you know, the classic turkey dump. And I missed my friends. I missed how people used to be. And I wasn't making any friends at UW. I lived off campus, and I would go to class and go back home. And I wasn't trying to leave my comfort zone. I was trying to pretend I was still with my high school friends. I called them all the time, and I was just miserable. I took classes that I felt completely out of place in, and I didn't know what I was doing. I wanted to go back home. That was probably the most difficult time of my college experience. It just takes time. I gave it the next quarter, and it was black and white. It was night and day. It was completely different. My winter quarter was when I got into the groove. I met new people. I was trying new things. And it was completely the polar opposite of my fall quarter, my freshman year, which was probably the hardest time of my life.
I came into college thinking that I was going to do liberal arts all the way. I was planning on never taking a math class after AP Calculus in high school. And that all changed when I realized that in order to get where I want to be, I have to do a business degree. And it ended up being an incredibly useful degree. But the most challenging thing for me was really committing to the math classes and the finance classes and the accounting classes that I had to take. It doesn't sound like the most challenging thing in the entire world, but when it comes to my drive for mathematics, it is close to none. And so I think pushing past that barrier of learning what I need to do in order to do what I want to do.
I think the most challenging experience is that summer of my sophomore year, my dad had like a health scare and stuff like that. He was like hospitalized, and that was like in the middle of a lot of like personal mental health things as well. And also just like school was picking up. I was trying to get research opportunities, scholarships. So I feel like just getting through that summer and the subsequent junior year was like very challenging.
A brief message from our sponsors, Elm Coffee Roasters. Open since 2015, Elm Coffee Roasters is devoted to high-quality coffee that's easy to brew at home and a joy to drink. At our roastery and cafe in Pioneer Square, Seattle, Elm obsessively roasts small batches of coffee that they source with a focus on sustainable practices that lift up the whole supply chain and protect the future of the coffee plant. Elm's goal is to make a truly exceptional cup of coffee, an experience you look forward to every day. Cafes in Pioneer Square and SLU open now for takeout and soon dine-in service. Please use code PODCAST at elmcoffeeroasters.com for 15% your next coffee order. What has been the best part of your college experience?
You know, I don't know. I don't have a single best memory.
I feel like it's so hard to come up with an answer with the pandemic going on, you know?
I think a lot of students come to school and they're like, I'm here for the education. I'm here to just take classes. But it's not necessarily, I don't think that's the most valuable thing you get from college. It's not an education. I think it's the people that you meet from school.
I think and maybe this is probably colored to some degree by, you know, COVID and everything, but I miss kind of all the more like impromptu and informal interactions that I would have with my peers or my professors or my coworkers, whether it be at the Daily or the Writing Center where I also work, Odegaard. At the Writing Center, we would often have really slow periods in the middle of the quarter. And so a lot of the time spent on staff would just be like me and my coworkers, you know, sitting around and talking or like, you know, pretending to do homework pretty late at night because we're open until like 9 p.m. some evenings. You know, I really miss those moments of just kind of like sitting in Odegaard with them. And I think those little moments are the ones you take for granted. So I think those kind of like aggregate up to be like some of the best moments.
I don't think that anything really tops the dorm experience for me per se. I ended up being really lucky and my best friend, Casey, she lived down the hall from me. I ended up running into Casey at a few parties of sorts and we just clicked. And it makes me really happy to know that I still have someone who is so close in my circle and so important to me that I met the first week of school. And I think that that's really cool. I'm also still really close friends with a girl I met at orientation. The first person that I ever talked to who was another UW student, I'm still friends with. I think like the lasting friendships that I've made are some of the best parts of it.
I feel like definitely has been just like being able to have friends these past 4 years and like hang out with them and do like random boba runs. Like we almost see each other every day and stuff now. Living with them my sophomore year was really fun. And then I guess best times were like football games, social events, and also just like late night library study sessions. So like those were kind of the highlights.
I took an entrepreneurship class with Alan Leong, and he was going to San Francisco for a trip and he invited students to come along with him. And me and five other students in this class, we all flew out to San Francisco to go meet with a CEO of Corcept Therapeutics. So this big therapeutics company. And we got like an hour in the room with the chief executive officer. So that was great. That was a really standout moment because it's a trip that I took with people I didn't even know. But then we also we shared a hotel room together and we all just got shit-faced at the hotel. Like, it was great bonding with students that I didn't even know. And we just, turns out we had a ton in common because not only are we all taking the same exact class, but we all are the same type of people that would go out on a limb and travel to a new city just for a class.
If you could talk to your freshman self, what would you tell them?
Don't ride jump bikes drunk. That's
honestly, like, slow down a bit is what I'd say. And like, actually enjoy things and take photos and like, you know, just enjoy time.
I would tell myself to relax.
It doesn't fucking matter. This shit doesn't matter. Like, I was too stressed about grades. I was too stressed about the classes, getting in my major. Quit stressing. Go have some fun. go party it up, go goof around, get up to trouble.
I would say not be so worried about like linear progress in whatever that may be. Like, I think a lot of the things that I have come to realize about myself is that, like, you know, you take a really winding path to get to where you're going.
Live on campus, because I hate commuting. That would be what I tell my freshman self, like, just do it, man. But yeah.
What has your senior year been like?
My senior year has been crazy, to say the least.
So my senior year, it hasn't felt like anything. It hasn't felt like a senior year.
So this last quarter has just been like kind of boring, and yeah, sometimes I feel a bit robbed of everything because it's like there's no graduation, there's no football games and stuff, but you know, it is what it is.
It definitely made me realize that I'm really thankful for the friends that I made in person, because it's really hard to be social online. And I think it made me become a lot closer with the friends I already had, which I'm really, really grateful for.
You know, for me in particular, so I'm graduating a year early. So this is my third year at UW. And college for me basically ended winter quarter my sophomore year. So, you know, my senior year feels like it's just been jumping through the hoops in terms of academics. But I think my senior year, my last year, I've changed the most as compared to all of them, just because there's been so many of these realizations that, you know, a global pandemic, I guess, brings out, and really having a lot of time to think about me, what I value, and where I want to go in life.
Academically, it's hard to focus. It is so hard.
It's been a little bit easier academically, for sure. I know there are a lot of people who would definitely disagree with me on that front, but I feel like with online tests and things like that, I feel like I have so much more time now. But, you know, that's like sort of like a dangerous paradox, because now that I have more time to do things, there's like nothing to do because everything's like closed, you know? So
my senior year has been a lot of time spent at my desk. I probably spent 90% of my time in the 12 by 12 square feet of my room, which, you know, it sounds kind of dour, but to some degree, I actually think it's been kind of fun. I've been writing my senior thesis this year, which is something I've been looking forward to for a while. And I also think, like, even in spite of being at home, I've really learned a lot. This senior year, I've been more politically involved than I have beforehand. I've also, because of, you know, being on Zoom, engaged with a lot more people.
It's been interesting. It's not what I imagined. It's probably not what I would have enjoyed, but I'm thankful for the lessons that I've learned.
What are you going to do right after you graduate?
As of right now, my plan for the summer is really to just relax. It's the first time I've really like not had anything to do in a summer, you know? So I think it'll be good and like really healing to just take the time to figure things out. I'm excited to just like take a breather for just a second.
So I graduate June 11th. I start my work June 21st. So I have a week in between, and over the next year, I am hitting the ground running. I'm not slowing this train down. I'm like I'm shooting into sixth gear. I'm going to be an associate account executive. So basically, I'm going to be a sales rep for Amazon Web Services. I'm going to have to make a lot of cold calls. I'm going to have to do a lot of the hard learning, but I'm super excited that I'm going to be working in downtown Seattle, South Lake Union. And I moved into a new apartment, signed a lease, and I start work in less than a month.
I'm going to UC Berkeley to study chemistry and get my doctorate there, hopefully. We'll see if I last the full 5 years.
I actually managed to get a job in sociology, which was the last thing that I expected. I'll be moving to Baltimore, Maryland in the summer to start a pre-doctoral research fellowship at Johns Hopkins University, which I applied to on a whim. And so there I will be spending the next two or so years doing research, and then I'll be applying to graduate school.
I scored a full-time position that is entirely remote, regardless of the pandemic. I don't think that I would have even been interested in this job if it wasn't for the pandemic and having to do online school for a year. I don't think I would have been able to think that I could work remotely. Moving forward in the next year, it's going to be interesting to see how I do in a 40-hour a week position, which is something I've never done before. It's going to be really interesting to see all of my friends graduate. It's going to be really sad to see all of my friends move. I'm really excited to see what I'm doing next year at this time, because I know that I've had my time in college, and now I'm kind of ready for what's going to happen after.
Last question. What are your goals for the rest of your life?
I'd love to become a leader someday. Like, I don't know if that means owning a company or just like leading a team, but I feel like I'm shaped to be one.
I'd like to become a professor if possible. That's kind of the end goal. Like, I basically can't see any job where I would be like as excited to do it and as like fulfilled.
We've known about insulin and like molecules like that for a very, very long time. We've known the structure of them. The pharmaceutical companies patent the process to make it and stuff. So ultimately, like, the goal in my life is to like circumvent patents and find new pathways and stuff, just to say screw you to the pharma companies.
So currently I'm going into technology sales. The reason I'm doing that is because, yeah, it pays a ton of money. I think it's relatively interesting, but my overarching life goal is to really be able to right now grind it out and set aside a lot of money where I can kind of live passively off of my, you know, off of my income. And, you know, by the time I'm 35, 40, I don't really necessarily know what I want to be doing, but I know it's exactly what I want to do. You know, I don't want to lose sight of, you know, the everyday. I still want to really enjoy my hobbies. And, you know, I want to go out to eat. I want to go bowling. I want to, like, you know, play paintball. I don't know, you know, things like that.
I think post-COVID, I'd really like to travel as much as possible, and just maybe I'll live in another country. Who knows?
Generally speaking, I'd love to go traveling.
For a really long time in high school, my only goal was to finish college. And I didn't really know what was going to happen after that. And I never really planned for it, because it just didn't even make sense to think about. Because why would I think about something that's so far away? And now that it's here, it is probably one of the most confusing things, because it's really easy to go from a senior in high school to a freshman in college, because that's what everyone expects. Everyone expects for you to move on and go to school and move away and have a new mascot to cheer for. And in high school, you're only ever asked where you're going to college. And in college, you're only ever asked, what's your major? But what do you ask someone who's graduated? What are you doing? It is still really, really hard to not call myself a student. It is in my vernacular. It is an identifier. And I really have not stopped calling myself a student. And I don't really know when that's going to happen. So when it comes to the future, I can't even really start thinking about it right now, because I'm still stuck in college. And I'm really, really, really looking forward to seeing when I stop feeling like that. But I think in terms of like what I want to accomplish in the future, I'm an optimist at heart, and I really don't know where my path is going to take me. But I'll be happy.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the UW Daily's 2021 Grad Edition podcast, and special thanks to all you seniors who contributed. To the class of 2021, it was great having you, and good luck out there. See you next time.